Rambam in Sefer Zmanim, it's interesting. The Rambam has Hilchos Chanukah at the very end. It's together with Hilchos Megillah. The first two prakim are Hilchos Megillah, and then the next two prakim are Hilchos Chanukah. Within Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam has many halachas of Hallel. It's not always known, people don't realize that the Magid Mishnah, besides writing on the Rambam himself, so in Dafkin, in Sefer Zmanim, he has a Hakdama to what the Rambam did in organizing the halachos in Sefer Zmanim, and then before the various halachos themselves, he tells you why the Rambam organized the halachos along the prakim, along the lines of the prakim that he did. So I want to read you a couple of things from the Magid Mishnah here, right before the Rambam begins the what's in Sefer Zmanim. The Magid Mishnah has Akdama. Amar HaKosev, Kasha Allah, B'machsheves Rabbeinu, L'chalek Mishpatei HaTor, V'chukeha, Mitzvaseha, V'chol Yoneha, B'chal B'frat, L'sfor Mohalachos, U'prakim, Lo Ra Lasos, Hachil Kazeh, B'lo Seder Yashar. The Rambam is extremely organized in how he presents his halachos. Kimin HaRoi, L'chol Adam, L'sadeh, Mamorav, Nikdima, the Ichor, Kfimashir, Be'enav, and certainly that's what the Rambam is doing. So then he goes through what the Rambam did in organizing Sefer Zmanim and why Hilchos Shabbos is first and what follows after that. So he says as follows, Os Yud, which is after all the other halachos before Megillah v'Chanukah, he says Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah comes after everything that precedes it. In other words, the Rambam wrote, as you know, the Sefer Mitzvot, which is, you could say, something of an introduction to his Yad HaZakah. And there's clearly a relationship, even though he wrote it in Arabic and was translated, he clearly saw the two as integrated. And you see that from the fact that every time the Rambam begins and any new halachos, he starts by telling you, what I'm telling you here is based on certain mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs say, so many mitzvahs losa say, like Hilchos Shabbos, yesh bechlalon chamish mitzvahs, tu asay, three losa say, and this is what they are, and then he begins Perek Aleph. And so you find this throughout Yad HaChazaka. That's because he sees Yad HaChazaka as a perush of mitzvahs in terms of the details. So since the mitzvahs that are in Hilchos Megillah and Hilchos Chanukah are not Doraisa, so after he goes through all the Doraisas, that's when he has Megillah v'Chanukah, and the Rambam writes right there in the introduction, before he starts Perek Aleph, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Yesh Bechlal on Shtei Mitzvahs Aseh, Midivrei Sofrim, V'Ein on Min HaMinyan. As the Rambam himself goes on in Shorash Aleph, we discussed in Junzman, the Sharashim of the Rambam, that the Rambam is very vehement against the Bahag never to count mitzvahs drabanan in tayag mitzvahs. So that's why he leaves it for after everything else. Good. Now, within Seder, Halachos, and Megillah v'Chanukah, so he decided to put first two prakim, Hilchos Megillah, and then the last two prakim, Hilchos Chanukah. Why is that? So here again, right before the Halachos begin, you have Hagdamas Magid Mishnah v'Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, right over here on this page. So he tells you Perek Rishon, what's in Perek Rishon, Hamechuyavim Bim Kriyas Zman HaKriyas HaMegillah, Perek Sheni, what's over there, Perek Shlishi Nisbayer Bo, Inyan HaNeis, She'ira Bizman HaChanukah, Bimei Bayis Sheni, V'chiyub HaDlaka, B'shmon HaSalelos, Kriyas HaHalo, B'shmon HaYomim, V'nimshach Lazeh, Biur Kriyas HaHalo, V'nyano, B'cho HaYomim, Shenikro Behem, Shumi Debi Sofim, and then Perek Revi Nisbayeru Bo, Mishpatei HaHadlaka, Shleimus Kamineris Hemadikim, Ubeizis Man Vishira Shemen, and so on. The Sibas Zeha Seder Mivu Eris. Why did the Rambam do it in this way? Sheyeshga Hagdim Megillah LeChanukah. Why did the Rambam first put Hilchos Megillah and then Hilchos Chanukah? It's interesting to notice in the Shulchan Aruch, where will you find Hilchos Chanukah relative to Hilchos Purim, which is first? Hilchos Chanukah is first. And the very end of Aruch Chaim is Hilchos Purim. So obviously it's a different cheshbon. Probably Shulchan Aruch is Al Seder Hashana, the Magal Hashana, because you have in Chilkei Mishnah Berurah you have Hilchos Pesach, and then you go from Pesach, so going through the order of the year, so you're going to have Purim at the end. because you're going to go Pesach, and then you have, okay, you have Chol Hamoed, you have Yantif, and then you have Tainios, which is Tisha B'Av, and then other Tainios, and then Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, and Hilchus Yom Kippur, and Hilchus Sukkot, and Hilchus Chanukah, and Hilchus Purim. So it's all following the calendar. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. What's in the Rambam? So, and the Rambam puts Hilchus Megillah before Hilchus Chanukah. Says the Magen Mishnah here in his Hagdama, the Hilchus Megillah V'Chanukah, Sheyesh Gahagdim Megillah V'Chanukah Fisha Kadma Bizman. Historically, the story of Purim happened before the story of Chanukah. It was by Sheni. Ufishi, because the Akodesh. Second reason is because Megillah gets priority because it's Kisvei Akodesh in Tanakh, and Chanukah was not Kisvei Akodesh. Okay. And again, you can read a little more here. It's all interesting in material. One ha'ara, perhaps, in terms of how the Rambam phrases the halachos. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So you could say Hilchos Purim, just like Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Purim, like in Shulchan Aruch, it's Hilchos Purim. The Rambam puts all of Hilchos Purim under Hilchos Megillah. When it comes to Chanukah, you could have said Hilchos Hallel, or Hilchos Ner Chanukah. The Ram calls it Hilchos Chanukah. What's the difference? Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. I don't have a good answer necessarily, but I have some thoughts. You could think of some other ideas.
Because it has the psukim, maybe. That's why it came before, because it has the psukim.
So the psukim are in Esther, Megillah's Esther. So therefore, everything comes from the Megillah. Okay, interesting idea. It all comes from the Megillah. Yeah, I guess you can also add that in the Mishnayis it's called Hilchos, it's called Mesach the Megillah, although that doesn't help you for Chametz Matzah. Chametz Matzah, then the Rambam called Hilchos Tzach. The Rambam called it Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Okay, you have to know. But when it comes to Yantif, you see, the Rambam has the halachas of Yantif are under Shvisas Yantif, or Shvisas Asr by Yom Kippur. There's no Yom Be'etzem that's synonymous with the halachas. In other words, there's the details of the mitzvah of the Yom Hilchus Shofar. It's not Hilchus Rosh Hashanah in the Rambam. Hilchus Shofar, and the halachas of the Yom in terms of the Issa Malacha that goes into Hilchus Shvisus Yantif. But there's also Hilchus Shofar. That's a separate category. By Megillah, maybe you could say it all is associated with the Megillah. It all comes from the Megillah. What about Chanukah? You could have said Hilchus Ner Chanukah, Hanukkah Ner Chanukah, Hilchus Hallel. But the way the Rambam is Koveya, in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchus Chanukah, the Rambam gives you the story. Yimei Bais Sheni, Kishmochu Yavan, Gozik Zeus Al Yisrael. Okay, why the Rambam introduces it that way is also a question. Could be some explain, maybe the Rav explained like this, that there's no Megillah, so to speak, of Chanukah. We have, you know, the Sefer Makkabim, Megillah Antiochus, but it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Whereas in Purim, it's in the Megillah. So here, the Rambam needs to tell you the frame of reference, which is the story, which you don't have any formal canonized text that gives you the Sipur. So the Rambam gives you the Sipur. And he goes through the whole story, and it's Wetim Medayik here as well, in the Lashon Rambam. And then he continues in Halacha Beis, Kishagavruk Yisrael Aloyveyem, Bachamisha Be'esim Mechodesh Kislev Hayat, Nichsul Hechal, and tells you how they had only one pach for oil, Vohaybo had to go Yom Echad. And then the Rambam says, "Mipnei zeh in Halacha Gimel hiskinu chachamim shebaosa hador sheyu shmonas hayamim ha'elos shetchilas ad mileil chamisha ve'esvim ve'kislev yimei simcha v'halel umadgikin ben aneros." So what I see in this Rambam is the following yisod: that the whole essence of the halachos of Chanukah, that is to say, the hadlakas haneros and the halel, it's directly derived from the mitzvahs of these days and what they are and their character. The Rambam writes, "Mipnei zeh hiskinu chachamim sheyu shimones hayamim ha'elu yemei simcha v'hal madikin ben aneros." And he's the mocker of the Rambam is the Lashon HaGemara in Shabbos that the Lashon Acheres kivoim ba'asa'um yamim tovim behalu v'hoda. And the Rambam understood hal v'hoda as halo is halel, and hoda mistama the Rambam interpreted as hadlakas haneros, which is l'hodos u'halel. So you see that the Rambam is viewing the mitzvos of Chanukah as synonymous with the yomim of Chanukah. It's not two separate things. When it comes to the other times, the other yom tovim, so it could be there's a chepsa of the day, and it's a malacha and so on, and then there's halachos of the mitzvos of the day. but you can certainly see them as two distinct ideas. By Chanukah, there's no mitzvahs of the day distinct from the mitzvahs of the day. The yomim are yomim of halvahoda. And so therefore, for the Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah is the same thing as saying Hilchos Hallel and Hilchos Hadlakas Haneros, because that really is the essence of what the Yemei Chanukah are. So that's what I was thinking. That's what the Rambam would refer to it as Hilchos Chanukah. Maybe you have other answers, but that could be one lahalach. And so the Rambam is very meduyik, and you see the diuk of the Rambam in Bechal, the way he writes everything. So there must be obviously a reason why it's Hilchos Megillah mitzad echad and Hilchos Chanukah mitzad sheni. And certainly where he puts it and the order they puts it, everything is not, it's never stam a random thing. It's, you see there's a chachma gedola, as the Magen Mishnah writes again in his introduction, and Yishma chacham b'yosef lekach. Everyone should learn through Hilchos Chanukah over the time that we have through Chanukah and through Chanukah and beyond.